Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Let's roll. Game time decisions has begun. I am Gabriel Morenci. I'm on the grid. I'm also on the clock. I'm also a little stressed out right now as we kick it with the raging redhead Cam Stewart. Hopefully Cam can provide some comedic laughs for us right here on SiriusXM Channel 204. No, I got to tell you, Cam, it's go time. We're a couple of hours away from dropping a puck. This is the biggest hockey game for the Montreal Canadiens organization and their fans in 28 years. I've got like Super Bowl feel type of feel right now. Like, this is it. And, you know, Ken, like you and I, we were in Buffalo that Monday night. You and I have been Buffalo other times. And you know that feeling just like when everybody, like homeless people, bus drivers, rich people, like, hey, you know what I'm saying? Everybody. I just saw PJ Stock. Remember PJ Stock, former Canadian?
I love PJ Stock. Love PJ Stock.
PJ Stock lives in Montreal, does TV work in Montreal. He tweeted, said, this city's electric right now. Like, people are on edge, bro. People are on edge. It's close. There's still work to do. We're fired up. We got a basketball game on top tonight as well, but I can't lie. We're ready to go. Go, Habs, go. And we already put a play in. $500, Montreal Canadiens. Wow. To win this hockey game this evening. And I'm thinking, you know what? Maybe I shouldn't have done that. Maybe I should have just put like... I'm thinking, maybe I should have just put like...
It's like me in the Super Bowl. Rams, 1,000. Ooh, buyer's remorse, right? I need this kick for the teaser. Oh, he misses. Awesome.
If I've already put a $500 play in and we're still hours away from dropping the puck, then we've got problems. Yeah. I haven't played the total yet. I haven't played. You know what I mean? There's still a lot of betting to go. And what about the Montreal Canadiens in regulation? Plus 185. Is this game going to overtime tonight? I don't think it is. And I certainly hope it does not. No.
The crystal ball? You got to listen. No, just listen to me. Listen, no, yeah, oh yeah, and George Kurtz's heart. Don't worry about it, George. Have another Pepsi and work on your fantasy football, as I told you. You're going to be up late. You can't sleep. 3-2 Islanders in overtime? I'm feeling it again. Same score, 3-2 Montreal in overtime. And you know what? I don't care about people's heart rate struggling and all the other things going on. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be a tight game. And I'm telling you, we hit the exact score last night. We're doing it again. We're going to bet this game go to overtime real tight, and Montreal's going to get the – and I'm thinking Caulfield with the winning goal in overtime. That's the
– I love your confidence. I love the confidence, and I appreciate the support. But at the same point in time – and don't take this the wrong way, Cam, because I love you – but you as a Toronto Maple Leaf fan, you don't know what it feels like before a big hockey game.
Yeah. It's been a while. Game 7 versus Montreal. I felt sick and I was even sicker. LA Kings game. When I was a teenager and everyone was going to get laid with the Leafs beating the LA Kings and the old Gary Fraser screw job.
That's what it feels like tonight. That's what it feels like tonight. We're Toronto in 93. We haven't won yet and everyone's acting like we have. Dude, people are like planning parties. Clem Chapman tweeted, I'm not going out tonight because of the celebration. Like, whoa, 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 whoa. Shout out to RAM Radio affiliates. I am Gabriel Morenzi and I'm a little wired and stressed out right now. But you know what? I'm actually pretty good. My palms are not sweaty. And my palms were sweaty about half an hour before the game the other night. They're not sweaty. You know why? Because we've got Carey Price and they do not. That's how I feel about this. We're ready to rock. You know what, Cam? I knew. I'm like, you know what? Yeah, we got the hockey. We got basketball. But I still did some baseball research. And you and
I,
you know, we don't get the credit that we deserve. I saw someone in the chat the other day said, oh, these guys provide good laughs, but I'm not sure about their picks. Not sure about the picks, huh? The Atlanta Hawks last night, first quarter, under 57.5. How'd that work out? Winner. Trae Young, over 9.5 assists. Winner. Atlanta Hawks, over.
Herter over.
Kevin Herter goes over. The Atlanta Hawks plus 8 hits. Cam hits the New York Islanders. We give you LA Galaxy, Vancouver Whitecaps over 2.5. 2-1 final score. Nothing.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay Rays. Nothing but winners.
I'll tell you, I don't want to like give ourselves the Barry Horowitz because things can go bad. But I'll tell you, I'm not getting off the baseball train. The Texas Rangers is my ugly dog with rabies, even beat Oakland. I told you, Gabe, hanging with the Caprillions, bad show. Didn't get through the second season. Texas gets it done with Folty. They're a big dog. I got baseball picks tonight, too. Even though we got basketball and we got a huge hockey game, I'm not leaving baseball off the table right now. I think we got to expand our portfolio, and I'm ready to go again. Loving baseball right now. I wish it was like this all the time.
Well, if you like me and Cam, then you're in luck because it's just me and Cam. We're literally like
we've canceled.
I've been in this business 19 and a half years right now, man. Today, like honestly, Cam, up to like 8 and 9 people. Finally, every couple hours, I'd be like, nah, I'm done. I don't even care anymore. I'm done. I'm just talking about this stupid hockey game for 3 hours. I don't even care. And then I'd be like, nah, well, you know what? I'll reach out to this guy. So, like, let's go down the list. One by one, I believe Joe Lisi is attending a funeral. Dave Sharapan has abandoned us and moved to Amish country or something like that. He's with Buggies in Pennsylvania now. I don't know what he's doing.
Where is he?
I think he's avoiding. I told you, he's scared of
the. This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The whole Vegas thing is going to pop up right after. Oh, I knew the Canadians were going to win, guys. Sharapan's out. Carmine's drunk. McInnes is out partying. We'll hit this on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. I am Gabriel Morenzi. We're kicking with the raging redhead, Cam Stewart. We're throwing it down. SiriusXM channel 204. So, shout out to our boy Carmine Bianco. And I mean this actually with all sincerity. We have a lot of people on our show and stuff like that, and you know everybody's betting and everybody's giving picks and this and that. Yet they're really at home eating ramen noodles, right? I'm telling you right now, you want to win money, Paul Bovey. Like, look at the handicappers who can afford things, Cam.
So, yes.
Paul Bovey, yes. Paul Bovey went to Puerto Vallarta for the weekend. He's still there. It's been a month. Nice. He's still there, right? So I think he might be in Thailand now, actually. I don't know. I think he might have went somewhere else. So
I like it. I like his style.
Paul Bovey, Paul Bovey's on the road. He says he'll be back for football, essentially. So Paul Bovey will be back for football. And Carmine Bianco, he ain't playing around. We see $326 tips today. It's kicking. Hey, listen, it's not cheap to hang out at Lord Nelson's all day, Kim. He sent me pictures of what he's crushing there. This guy's eating like nothing but like the best, and plates of it. I saw his dessert, cheesecake, like all designed. You can tell with the dripping around it and everything, like all perfect. He's got bottles of wine sitting there looking like a bunch of people that look like out of the movie The Goodfellas and Casino. He's like, all right, guys, I'm at Lord Nelson today. I said, Carmine, you want to come on and talk about the hockey game? He goes, I would, Gabe, but little. Had a few drinks. He sends me a picture with this guy. It's 1 p.m, Carmine. It's 1 p.m. You know what I mean? This guy, what a life, Carmine.
I got to be honest with you, Morency. We should take a page out of their books. I think it's time to reassess. You know, we're getting older now, and I like doing shows as much as
sweating,
you.
Sweating it out.
I'm literally, I got perspiration running down my face.
Yeah. Sitting there drinking, betting $5,000 exactly. Soccer match on Italy and winning.
Yeah, I got a bird's nest on top of my head. These guys, you know, me and you are worried about, like, you know what I mean? Hey, are we going to get some KFC tonight or Chinese? These guys are, like, getting porterhouses and $50 bottles of wine. Anyway, it's time to start living. We're not getting any younger. Every time we talk about, like, death on the air, it's getting very closer. It feels that way to me.
Kurtz isn't here today. We're all right.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing. Yeah, oh, God. George Kurtz put me in orbit yesterday. Ooh. Like, we're all wearing black, and I'm going to bet on Tampa Bay, and woe is me. I'm like, dude, I'm not even like the Islander supporter. Like, come on, let's go. And they come back and win. But, I'm with you, Gabe. I think we should look at Carmine and Bovey, and I'm not going to say take a full page out of their book because those guys are high rollers, but it's time to upgrade.
Yeah. More like, exactly. That's why we put $500 down on this game. We're not playing around. Yeah. To get the party started. And I tweeted out, and I was right about this, the number keeps coming down, Cam. Updated number right now. Canadians are down to plus 114.
Wow.
They were plus 124 last night on Sportsrage at FanDuel. So it's come down 10 cents. Nobody's betting on Vegas. I don't know, besides maybe Matt Perrault tonight in Vegas. But I don't know, like anybody, like I haven't seen anybody yet. I'm not saying Vegas isn't a smart play tonight. I don't know. And I'm actually concerned. Look, we've got a poll question up here. Who you taking tonight? All right. Very, very simple. Who you taking tonight? Vegas Golden Knights minus 136, Canadians plus 116. We've gotten 134 responses so far. I just put this up. 64.2% Cam, Montreal Canadiens.
Ugh, publicly backed dogs? Yeah. Anyway,
that night in 1993, that night in 1993 with the Leafs and the Los Angeles Kings. So it was game 7. It was a Saturday night too, right?
I'll never forget that night. I was actually at a wicked party, man. Nathan Lafayette. Remember him, Gabe? He used to play for the Vancouver Canucks. The guy who hit the post and where they would have like been with the Rangers, Stanley Cup. He was a friend of my buddy. So we're all getting wasted, you know, watching the Leaf game, having a great time. And I'll tell you, like, I had a buddy who was, like, the more hardcore Leaf fan than even Vince. Henry, this guy was suicidal. When the Kings won that game, like, it was actually ugly. I was like, this guy's going to hurt himself. Like, it was a bad scene. Kind of like Buffalo, where everybody was thinking about having sex and having a really nice time and having a good hotel party, and it just went south. We went from, like, having – and I'll tell you, that's what these big games will do to you because you're so jacked up. And when you lose in a heartbreaking fashion, it'll break your heart.
Well, I remember that night, but did you think the Leafs were going to win going in?
Yes, they were better than the Kings. That was their best team.
But it was a toss-up. That game was a toss-up.
Yeah, they were better. Felix Potvin, Gilmore, that team was stacked, man. Lafayette, they had everybody. Like, that Leafs team was the best.
The Kings are pretty good, too. Wayne Gretzky, Luke Robitaille.
They were good, but they weren't – like, that was the best team the Leafs had. And I'm not going to blame the ref totally.
Mike Krzyzewski. That's the guy I forgot, like 2 weeks ago. I look,
Yeah. I'll tell you a story off the air. I can't tell you a story on the air about that guy.
I don't know if you remember, though. I was like, man, this guy had played with my uncle. I know him. I was like, I know him. He played on the Oilers. Like, who's driving me crazy, his name?
I know the whole family.
He was a great shadow player. Mike Krushelnicki. Mike Krushelnicki.
No, they work at? Yeah. Krushelnicki's family works at the Mississauga News newspaper, right? So when I was a kid, I used to deliver. I know them all. I know Krushelnicki. His sister is probably, next to my girlfriend, the best female drinker that I've ever seen in my life. Like, we used to go to a hot food party, and she would take bottles of vodka and just, like, all the guys are like, oh, my God. Like, it was shocking. Yeah, Krushelnicki, man, his family can really throw them back. I think a little bit of Polish in them. They like to fire it up.
Well, nothing goes up and down like a nothing goes up and down like a toilet seat at a Polish wedding.
Lindsay's joke. That's a great joke.
Said my goalie. He's my goalie. Went up and down more than a toilet seat at a Polish wedding. He goes, my wife's Polish. I can say that. He goes,
exactly. Yeah, yeah.
They drink a lot.
And my goalie's got vertigo. Good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Sebastian Bach's brother, who's now the goalie coach of the Ottawa Senators or something like that. But I got to tell you, I think we have the most, and it's only Thursday. That's what I'm saying, Cam. And shout out, I do appreciate all the love and support from everybody out there. Like our crew in Atlanta, Kyle in Atlanta says he's on board because he's also awesome. Riding the Hawks as well. So showing some love for Montreal. He's on board. Our boy Sko in Michigan, great guy. Sko in Michigan says, I'm a Red Wing fan. He goes, I woke up nervous today. This guy's been betting on the Canadians every day. He's all in right now. Dude, Dubsy in L.A., Dubsy's all in. Dubsy's like trolling Vegas right now on Twitter. Oh, whole show, go. He's like, nah, this is real. Finish it off tonight, boys. And in fact, let's crank this. Dubsy actually is retweeting this. I got this from Dubsy right now. Make sure to get the volume up, boys, because here we go. Get you ready for the hockey game tonight. Roll the tape. It's young core and all we have.
It's that song. It's that song by Red Hot Chili Peppers. They just switched it up with Canadians lyrics. See, picking up.
I didn't realize there was highlights coming. Like, I thought it was just.
No, that was awesome. The best is the guy. He's got like the Guerrero Oakleys game from wrestling in the 80s, and that like crazy haircut. Yeah, that guy's the best. Now Craig Button's eating crow. Oh yeah, this is good stuff. I like this. Yeah, that guy's the best. Nice shades. Oh man. Hey, I don't know what this is like. You know, like I don't see Mary. Like how many happy times as a sports fan have you had in your life? Most have been disappointing, to be other than the Raptors winning. The Leafs have been all disappointing. The best day I've ever had was that Super Bowl against Denver because nobody thought Seattle was going to win, and I was just there, and it was that was, to me, Gabe, like the ultimate. Like they just kicked the crap out of Peyton Manning. That was awesome, but those are moments are few and far between, so enjoy it.
No, you're right. Well, I got to tell you, Cam, it's almost destiny. Look. 2 years ago, it was the Raptors, then the Dodgers. I'm due for another team in a row here. I've had a nice little run.
Right.
So yep. We're ready to finish this run off. All right, we'll get into the odds and more. We'll hit baseball, too.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's game time decisions. I am Gabriel Morenci. Man, people are fired up today. Honestly, it feels like it's New Year's Eve in the middle of the summer right now. Like, people are like, everyone's like drunk tweeting already. It's not even like nighttime yet. Across the board, too. Like, for the record, we have the drunkest audience in the business, and well done. Bravo, guys. We love you for it. Like one by one, we're like, we got people. Here's Kyle. Kyle in Toronto was a big Montreal Canadiens fan. Just mixed up a vodka and cran with some limes to get the party started. Cheers. It's a beautiful day. There's something in the air. It has that feeling. Things are so crazy. Shout out to our boy Mike Zard in the chat. He's from Boston. Says he's pulling for the Habs tonight. He's on the Canadiens tonight.
That's amazing. It's bizarre world. When Bruin fan cheers for Canadian, holy geez, man. That's
I've noticed, Ken, it's the original six thing. I've noticed other original six teams. They're like, no Vegas. Like, you know what I mean? No Vegas. People take offense to the expansion team.
Let's be real though. The Leafs are still the most hated team. Like, everyone's like, the jokes are still there. It's like, guys, Montreal's one win away from the Stanley Cup. I'm on Twitter. Hey, it's like these guys never stop. It's unbelievable. But no, that's the thing. Montreal, these guys, I can't believe what they're doing. I can't believe the way they came as a team. This team was going to lose to Toronto. They got better every game. It's amazing to me. Hockey is like, unlike any other sport, once you figure something out, and the Montreal Canadiens have stuck to the system. That's why the Islanders are successful. They stick to the system. Do they have as much individual talent? No. But they play. When you play a perfect game and you got your buddies back and you know everything to do, I'm telling you, man, these things can happen. And we talked about these lines being way out of whack, Morency. All of them, man. It's unbelievable at the start of the series. Vegas was all 5-1. And I'm not going to lie. I said Vegas in six, and I go on record, and everything I say, I'll be honest when I'm right, when I'm wrong. But this Montreal team, man, I'm just in shock how they've developed and played such a perfect hockey style. It's been beautiful to watch.
Oh, it really is. It's one of the – there's some great sports stories going on. Trae Young is just unbelievable, what the Atlanta Hawks are doing, what the Phoenix Suns are doing. There's some great stories, but if you look at the adversity the Canadiens have faced, 11 games in 19 days in the first two rounds, losing your coach, the assistant coaches just stepping up and in such like a big moment and handling themselves like they have in this moment, it's been unbelievable. So as expected, Cam, and nothing's ever official, right? The board never tells anybody until the final second, but it looks like it's Robin Leonard which I fully expected them to do. So yeah. Leonard was like basically the only one even on the ice today. It's like Leonard. All the Vegas guys are saying it's Leonard, 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 Leonard. I expected this. We talked about him. This is it for Marc-Andre Fleury in Las Vegas, though. Like they're telling him in the biggest game in their franchise history, we don't trust you. So they're going to Leonard, and Cole Caulfield is like mouthing off now, right? Cole Caulfield says, I'm glad that he's talking. He goes, I'll see him. Like, Cole Caulfield, this kid's mouthy. I love it. So Cole Caulfield, because Leonard said, I knew what he was going to do. Caulfield said, yeah, we'll see if he knows what I'm going to do next time. And Toffoli said that Caulfield is the mouthiest kid in the room. Said, this kid never shuts up. But
well, he backs
like
it up.
Mouthy from like right when he walks in the morning, he's mouthy. He goes, we haven't even had a coffee yet, and he's chirping already.
I like that.
Yeah. Kid's bringing some attitude. Bringing some attitude tonight. It has been a very – this is how even the series has been, though, here. So, goal scored in the series, Montreal Canadiens 12, Vegas Golden Knights 11. Mm-hmm. Shots on goal in the series, Montreal Canadiens 133, Vegas Golden Knights 154. Power play. Montreal, Vegas haven't scored on a power play. That's what's really impressive about the Montreal Canadiens, guys. Like, they're setting all-time records and stuff, like, for, like, their penalty kill. Mm-hmm. It's incredible. They've killed, like, 30 penalties in a row. I'll get you the exact number here. But they're setting records. That's the thing. Like, we can go over records that this Canadiens team has been setting throughout the playoffs, but really, you know, here's Carey Price, goalies with 11 wins in a single postseason in Canadiens history. Patrick Roy, Ken Dryden, and Gump Worsley, the only other three. The thing is, can Carey Price finish this off? You're thinking 3-2 tonight, Ken? 3-2, Montreal, overtime? Yeah. Another overtime game last night?
Yeah, we called the exact score. 3-2 Islanders in overtime and got it done. I can't believe, Gabe, like, I sometimes when you're betting, you forget, like, you just have – me and you bet on so many things. I had, like, the mind warp Why wouldn't you bet exact score if you think the game's going to overtime? The only result could be 2-1 or 3-2 when these teams play, right? You don't expect a 4-3 or a 5-4 game with Tampa and the Islanders. But tonight I expect a really tight game. I expect both goalies to play well. I think it's going to be 2-2 going to overtime, and Montreal's going to find a way. I'll tell you one thing, in overtime, Montreal's great in overtime. And that's the thing. Like, when you have those magical runs, we talked about John LeClair, overtime winner, overtime winner, overtime winner. That's what you have to do on the path to the Stanley Cup. You have to win those games. You can't lose overtime games. Montreal wins them. And I will say this, and I will go on record as saying this, I think this sports story is going to go down in the annals of sports history. If Montreal finds a way, let's just say if they win the Stanley Cup, I would equate this to like that British Open in golf where Tom Watson at like almost 70 years old was going to win that tournament. Like, it would be one of the biggest sports stories. Well, like, when is a team as this much of an underdog done this? And I would really like to know.
How about this? Remember, and shout out to Mr. Greg Sussman, because remember, I fired off the question yesterday. Ask and you shall receive. We got the answer. What do you think Montreal Canadiens were? Yeah, what do you think? They were down 3-1 to the Toronto Maple Leafs. That was their peak odds. Montreal Canadiens peak odds to win the Cup when they were down 3-1 to the Maple Leafs.
125.
Very close. 150.
I was going to
say. The Montreal Canadiens were 150-1. They come into tonight's game plus 310. What a roller coaster.
I can tell you one thing. I wish I had a ticket at plus 150.
Dude, when they were down 3-1,
Paul Bovey's lifestyle.
I had a heart attack after that game. I was like, the Canadians suck. They're a disgrace. I was like, this is an embarrassment.
Oh, I remember the first games against the Leafs. You should roll your tape. These bunch of gutless losers. All they do is shoot from the outside. How the hell are you going to win a hockey game? Man, these guys suck. See, that's the thing about sports. Like, that's why I don't listen to it. Yes, everything changes. Yes, that's what I'm saying. Like even like me and the Bucks, I'm like, Budenholzer and the Bucks, man, against Brooklyn. They come back and win the series. I don't think it was pretty, but that's the thing in today's era. Be very careful, like, when you go on rants and raves about how crappy somebody is or this team blows, because things change really, really quick. The modern day sports is different than the old days, man. There's a lot more, you know, Gabe, crazy things happening, comebacks.
Look at the Atlanta Hawks.
Look at the Hawks.
I'm glad I didn't hedge. Good thing I didn't put $1,000. So, the Hawks.
Now, if they win another game, then you could start to really think about how I'm going to play this out, like a big piece of pie. You could keep a little slice for yourself. You could sell off some. Make some big
profits. 21-1. Hawks are now 7-1. I got them at 21-1. Yep. I got the Canadians at 10-1. How about this, though? You and I both said it. I said it point blank, too, before the series. Everyone rolled their eyes, and you agree. You said, why wouldn't you do that? We said, if the Canadians are going to win the series, it's going to be in six games. Remember? 10-1, Cam. Remember we talked about that?
I'm going to tell you.
Not plus 950 for game seven, too. We knew it was going six or seven games. I don't want this to go to seven. This cannot go seven. You know, it's been 28 years since people in Montreal have had a good time. We lost the Expos. You stole a baseball team. It's like Buffalo. The town's been through a lot. You know, that Formula One race has been canceled 2 years in a row.
Exactly.
Like, come on. Like, give the people of Montreal something. And for the record, that's why we were mad at Celine Dion with the whole Celine Dion thing the other night. Celine Dion was on the screen saying, go Knights the other night. They did that without her permission. They Photoshopped. Mm-hmm. They took her concert tour when she played there, and they just put a helmet on her and stuff.
That's not cool.
She said today, happy St. John Baptist Day to everybody. By the way, I had nothing to do with that picture, laughing emoji. You know which one I'm talking about. But then she didn't put go Habs go. She doesn't like the Canadians. So she didn't like say go Habs go. She just said I didn't agree to that. She's only mad because they used her likeness. I would never know it. But I got a picture, Cam. I'm gonna get you fired up here out here. So there's only 3,500 people allowed in the arena tonight, Cam, in Montreal, right? And totally understandable because COVID is so dangerous still, even though everyone's been vaccinated. So let's get a shot live of this from the game the other night. Look at that, Cam. So 3,500 people in the arena. That patio is the bar restaurant in the arena. They have like four people on the patio. and there's about 10,000 people crowded in together, all standing on the street outside the arena there, watching the game through the windows of that bar restaurant. Like, let's just let them in. What would happen if they just kicked the door in? Like, you know, no, then they cancel the game. I'm not telling you. They'll really do that in Montreal, actually. Don't do that. I take that back.
No, but this is the whole thing. This is the whole thing that we talk about. And I don't want to play Dr. Fauci because I don't like Dr. Fauci. But this is ridiculous. This is what we're talking about. So you have more people in the crowd there. Nobody's got masks. They're all drooling all over each other, drunk, spitting in each other's faces. Like, yeah, okay, that's germs. Nobody's doing anything. And yeah, and then we have limitations here. This is the whole problem, Gabe. Like, they don't even look at things in a rational manner.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it, too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to take care of yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps. Ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month.
Like, there's no cops. There's too many. That's the thing. There's too many people there. What are you going to do? Send out a bunch of police officers on horses and just go absolutely wild and bust through the people?
No, they don't. Like, the whole point is.
Yeah, exactly.
If there was a massive COVID outbreak after all these celebrations outside the arena, they really would tell. They'd say, listen, we got to shut this down. It's not good. There is no outbreak. Put people in the arena.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
A big night. Oh, we had a big night tonight. Big night. Big night as well. And how about the correlation? It's 1993 all over again. We discussed it last night. I would do anything for love, but I won't bet that.
Oh, I won't bet that. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Genius. I won't bet that.
Bet that.
Yeah. That's Vegas Golden Knights. I won't bet that. It was a big hit in 1993. So the Montreal Canadiens won the Stanley Cup in 1993. The Phoenix Suns, last time they went to the finals, 1993. Interesting.
Great team.
Tonight as well. Yeah, that was Dan Marley.
Dan Marley, Charles Barkley. Barkley, Tom Johnson. Chambers, Kevin Johnson. Very good team. Very good team.
Great team. They actually battled the Bulls pretty tough. They did. To me, out of all those Bulls series that they played in, the six Jordan titles, the toughest one for them was the Seattle one. Seattle one, like, that didn't go seven, it went six, but don't be fooled. Like, it was a battle from hell.
I thought Seattle should have won.
Like, Seattle were right there. It was one of those, like, oh, God, we just lost by two. Like, you got to be kidding me. Like, Seattle were right there, and so were Phoenix. Like, Utah got rolled over. Portland got rolled. Like, most of them got rolled over. The Lakers got rolled. Magic was older. But Phoenix balled with them, bro. Like people like, you know, like Shaq always busts Charles Barkley's balls on the air every damn night, Cam. How many championships you win, Chuck? Huh? How many championships you win, huh?
See Chuck's numbers, Shaq? Relax.
Yeah, it's like, hey, sell down Shaq. Chuck didn't play with Kobe, bro. You know what I'm saying? So settle down. Like, I swear, like, if I was Chuck, I would snap one of these nights. I'd say, dude, you played with Penny Hardaway and you played with Kobe Bryant. Don't take this stop, bitch. And you're 10 times bigger than everybody.
Exactly.
So don't tell me about, like, don't start, like, you know, like, Shaq is off. He always, hey, bust that out to everyone. He can't, the only person that ever put Shaq in his place is Candace Parker. She dunks on him all the time, man. She's always, and he can't say anything to her, like, because she's smarter than he is. She's got, like, she's quicker. She's got quick wit, so she's fast. And she's a champion, too. She's one of the greatest female basketball players of all time. Like, so, and Shaq sort of backs, like, you know what I mean? It's funny watching. It's a fun show, that show. But anyways, my point is, yeah, Charles Barkley balled, guys, against Jordan. Dude, Barkley put up like 44, 46 points or something like that in game one or game two. I think he sucked in game one and he responded to game two. They really balled. It went six there. But they, good, that was a great Phoenix team. Great, great, great memories, those. That NBA era was a fun era.
Yeah.
That Seattle was my favorite. Was great too. But.
My favorite era. Oh, look at the Seattle team. Look at these guys. Dale Ellis, Gary Payton. Like their worst players. Dana Barrows. Oh, yeah. Detlef Schrempf. The Rain Man, Sean Kemp, like Sigma. These guys were like every guy, star. Like they had that Seattle team was awesome, man. Michael Cage, he was good. I used to love the Sonics, man. Actually, that series
was on that. That's not the championship team, though.
No,
you're going you're naming every Seattle supersonic in history.
No. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Afterwards, no. I know before that there were some other guys, but
it was Hersey, Hersey Hawkins. It was Hersey Hawkins, Gary Payton, Detlef Schrempf, Sam Perkins, and Sean Kemp. That was the starting
Sleepy Sam. Yeah. Love Sam Perkins.
Yeah. Good backcourt. Hersey Hawkins and Gary Payton. You had Detlef Schrempf popping threes.
That team was awesome.
Sleepy Sam Perkins, who always looked like he smoked like a half ounce of weed, like right before he stepped on the court. He looked baked. He just had that face.
Always.
He looked stoned all the time. And then you had Sean Kemp, who was just a monster in the paint. But they were good. Like I said, they were probably – that was the best one. Like, to me, that was the team that was like, yeah, you guys were pretty close. Like, they lost once in overtime in Chicago. I think the deciding game, they lost – like, two or three of the games, bro, came down to, like, the last 40 seconds type of deal. But the problem is, one team had Michael Jordan, man. Jordan used to do his thing, man. Like, he was, like, an assassin. With under 2 minutes left, guys, for you younger people, like, there's a reason, like, Jordan, he wouldn't miss. He wouldn't miss. And he'd do the fist pump right in front of you and, like, point at you. Like,
basically the opposite of Ben Simmons. Like, the complete polar opposite of Ben Simmons.
Yes. So Phoenix, but really tough spot tonight, Cam. Phoenix remind me of sort of like Tampa, even though we'll get to Tampa Bay situation later. But Phoenix are on a freaking roll, bro. Like, dude. Like, how many games have they won in a row now? Like, they're not playing.
Doesn't this line tell you something?
They've won 10 in a row. They've won 10 games in a row in the playoffs.
Yeah. I've had a disagreement with people about this one. Everyone's just stepping up. Clippers, like it's automatic. Okay. If it's so automatic, why is Phoenix -1.5? They've had a tendency to actually blow out teams. They're not afraid to go in there and punch you in the face again. I'm not so sure about this one. Everyone's like, oh, Clippers automatic. I'm not, I don't know, Gabe. I haven't bet this game yet, but the more and more I think about it, I think all the money is going to be on the Clippers, and I just might have to go with the Valley again. This team has been great to us from the regular season on to the playoffs, whatever. They've always been a friend, kind of like the MLS and the WNBA when we needed a break. I'm not taking anything away from the Clippers. They could have won both the games. We talked about it with the coach, but Phoenix has the ability to punch you in the face. I don't think this is an automatic win. These guys are favored for a reason. I might take the Suns to go up 3-0. I know the NBA wants an extended series, but I like Phoenix.
Oh, I'm totally in agreement. Like, it's Phoenix or nothing for me. It's Phoenix or nothing. Like I said, how can you get in front of this Phoenix team? How are you going to get in front of these guys? And they get Chris Paul back, who hates the Clippers. It's perfect.
Yes.
It's all symmetry. And, like, it's just coming together. I don't want to get in front of this team. The only question is Buddy right again? Suns in four. Suns in four. Is it going to be Suns in four again? That's the question. Now, I want to see, I want to get how many games in a row did they win? So they were down 2-1 to the Lakers. They were down 2-1 to the Lakers. Then they won three straight. Then they swept Denver. And then two in a row. So they've won nine straight games. Right? Because that's the way it worked, right? Mm-hmm. They were down 2-1 to the Lakers. And then they came back. They won in six. They won in three straight games. They won four straight against Denver. They've won two straight here. They're 9-0. It's not easy to do in the NBA playoffs.
Like, God, no.
They're not losing. Like, they don't lose. Like, so, like, they go on the road, they win. Like, then you smack talk them, you push them around, it doesn't matter. They just keep coming back, and they beat you. They're a dangerous team, man. Like, I bought in, Cam. It's going to be Atlanta versus Phoenix. Why would it be? I'm not hedging. I've changed. I'm in. Dude, they have the two best records in the NBA since March 1st. So why would we fight it? It's not like it's even a surprise. Since March 1st, the two best teams in the NBA, the Phoenix Suns and the Atlanta Hawks, there's a reason why they're still both playing right now.
Yeah, there is. And this is the problem with betting. You seem to go and you got to get these thoughts and crazy things out of your head and just go, who's better? Who's getting better? Who's streaking? It's like in hockey, right? Like, everyone just assumes, oh, Colorado, blah, blah, blah. Then you start to watch them play and go, well, there's some weakness there. You know what I mean? You can't just say, oh, yeah, this team did this and this and this against the regular season. It means jack. It means absolutely nothing come playoff time. And you look for the teams that build and grow. Trae Young, on the other hand, this guy's growing into, I'm damn impressed. Like, he's a young player that he gets it. And this is the thing. All the other players on the Hawks are better. They're getting more confidence. I agree. Like, the thing is, Milwaukee can win. Sure, you got the stars, but Milwaukee, have they been that impressive to you? They're down to Brooklyn. They squeak out a series win. If Durant doesn't have a size 17 shoe, Brooklyn wins that series, and we're not even talking about Milwaukee. Milwaukee, they find ways to disappoint you. They're always heavily favored. It's an issue. They should not be -7.5, -8 in these games. We should have gone harder on the Hawks yesterday.
It's exactly what you said. Oh, that was the one game I was actually proud of. I went 4-0. First quarter under, Trae Young over 9.5 assists, Hawks +8. And I said to everybody on the show, we'll hit the first half under, we'll wait for the total to come down, and then we'll jump in. And we did. We got it at 220, and it went over after. Went over the real number anyways. But you said it earlier, Cam, and you're bang on. Too many people, bro, look at regular season records in this stuff. It's not the regular season. A team in November, guys, or a team, they started in December this year. So teams in January, bro, in the NBA, they're not the same as they are now, right? The NHL, same thing. They're not the same. Teams change as the playoffs go on. Things click. Teams get hot. Teams figure out systems. Teams have better matchups against each other, etc. Throw it out. Look, dude, the New York Islanders are still playing hockey. The Montreal Canadiens are still playing hockey. Why, you know what I mean? Like, and why? Because they have depth, Cam. They work hard. Like, you look at the Milwaukee, let's be real, Cam. Look at the Milwaukee Bucks roster, bro. They don't have a big three. They've got Giannis, who's this, you know, so you got this monster great guy. Jrue Holiday's really good. And Middleton, like we said yesterday, is sort of hit or miss. They don't really, they're not that deep, bro. Pat Connaughton? No. Really? Like, this is what, you know what I mean? Like, now let's look at Atlanta. Look at Atlanta. Lou Williams, Capella, Kevin Herter, Trae Young. Dude, they've got guys. DeAndre Hunter. Like, you go down.
He can shoot too. Like, there's a lot of guys.
Like exactly, dude. They've got guys. You're at each almost. You look at the Atlanta Hawks roster, Cam. Almost every guy on that team has almost been like a star or one of the top stars on another team before, bro.
And look at the same thing applied in the National Football League. Look at Tampa Bay. Oh, Green Bay. They're high. Yeah. Okay. That's the thing, man. Like, it's just, you got to look at teams.
Gallinari can.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Gallinari. Good for him. Yeah, I'm happy for him.
Like, Bogdanovich. Shoot. These guys, like, each guy on their own. That's the thing with Atlanta. Look, dude, Atlanta wins games. Trae Young, 6-for-23. They still win, bro. Like, exactly. Atlanta are deep. Like, people don't realize it. And then you watch them and, you know, people, you should realize it. It's like, damn, man, these guys, John Collins. We didn't even bring his name up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, dude, like Sean Collins, Clint Capella, Kevin Herter. This even before getting to the little star that they have. Like, they, Gallinari, Bogdanovich, they've got a bunch of pro basketball players that are perfectly built for the modern NBA. Long, rangy guys, bunch of dudes that can pop threes, a point guard that can either pop a three or take it to the rack or condition. It's a well-built basketball team. It's the Golden State Warriors. The guys from the Warriors camp. The guys from the Warriors are allowed. He's building Warriors light. Like Draymond Green was like Capella. Steph Curry's young. Like Cam Reddish, who hasn't even played. Cam Reddish back now. Cam Reddish. You know, he's supposed to be Klay Thompson. Like, they built this sort of, like, they had a vision for what they built. They're deeper, Cam, than Milwaukee. They have better five players on the floor than Milwaukee do. Milwaukee have the best player on the floor with Giannis, but I'm not even sure. I don't know. Trae Young just put up 48 points. I can't say Giannis is better than Trae Young now.
No. The difference is Giannis will settle for a jump shot a lot of the time and clank free throws. Trae Young, he's doing it all. Scoring, the distribution is going to everybody on the team. He's making the shooters better. Atlanta's got a good thing going. They're playing team basketball right now, unlike the Bucks, who just rely on a hot hand. And you know what? When you play with fire like that, you're going to get burned.
Can't win. They're not deep enough, Milwaukee. I don't think they're deep enough. I think we're on a collision course. Atlanta versus Phoenix, the two teams with the best record. Just like we're on that collision course. Montreal, New York, East Coast, baby. We decided once and for all. Let's go.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Countdown is on. Brian Blessing is going to step up and in straight from the Strip in Las Vegas, Nevada, and join us in a 7 o'clock hour. But we haven't forgotten there's baseball on the board as well. Let's get into it, Cam. What are you looking at tonight, buddy? You've been killing it on the diamond. So what do you got tonight?
Yeah, there's a lot of favorites, Morency, but, you know, we're going to pick our spots today. I am going to do a few parlays in round robins, but I do have a few, hopefully, underdogs that cash for everybody. My bad team underdog of the night is going to be the Miami Marlins at +108. Small underdog against the Nationals. Ross is a pitcher. Even though the Nationals have been good and grinding, and you see the way they come back, their bullpen still has many issues. Miami's not a world beater, but Poteet, I think, will be okay tonight. We're getting a dog price. I like that one. And the other, I can't really make a case for too many dogs tonight, Morency. So I think looking at the board, and another small favorite, I think I'm going to come back to Tampa Bay against the Boston Red Sox with Waka 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 Waka, Michael Waka against Pavetta. But I like, I like the Fish, the Rays, the Blue Jays will be parlayed. I think the Astros beat Detroit with Garcia, but they're -240, so that's round robin parlays. And the Twins are a big favorite, -188. I like them. I think the Cardinals get off the schneid tonight with Martinez against Cool, -162, and the Dodgers. So tonight is kind of a chalky night in baseball. But the two small plays, like the dogs, Marlins, and Tampa Bay, the rest I'm going to put in round-robin parlays because a lot of the juice is like $170 or higher.
I'm going to take the Toronto Blue Jays, -1.5, -114. Toronto Blue Jays, -1.5. Blue Jays, -1.5, -114. I'll lay the 1.5 with the Blue Jays. Kramer's a gas can. The Blue Jays are going to kill these guys here tonight. Give me the Washington Nationals. And remember, I told you guys on Sunday night, the Nationals, 28-1 to win the division. Yeah, now they're 9-1 their last 10 games. I don't think they've lost since we talked about them on Sunday. They're gonna beat the Marlins tonight. It's only -126. Give me the Nationals, -126, and the Blue Jays, -1.5, -114. Might have something a little bit later on, but I wouldn't mind parlaying the Jays with the Canadians plus +1.5 as well. But exactly. That's kind of a defeatist attitude.
Sports Info is everywhere. We cut through all the clutter and bring you actionable insights and expert perspectives every single day.